Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words.
Today the Church celebrates the third Sunday of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel is a challenge. St. John says that Jesus was not speaking about the physical building of the temple, but of the temple of his body. And for when Jesus creates a stir in the temple, he overturns the temple system and restores things to what they were meant to be. Not a money-making exchange, not a trade, but a gift, a freely offered relationship of love. Through the gift of himself on the cross and by rising from the dead, so that our humanity is raised also, and forever united to his divine nature, the risen Jesus thus becomes the sign of a new and everlasting covenant between God and mankind, a sign that replaces the temple with its taxes, money exchange, and animal sacrifices. Instead of a building and animals, God creates a living relationship with us through the body of his Son. So Christ himself becomes the temple, and we enter the temple, so to speak, and have communion with God and with one another through Christ. He is the person, the body, the space in which we are united in love to God and one another. Jesus accomplishes this in two ways. In the gospel, we see that Jesus threw out the money changers and the animal traders because in his new system, where his body is the temple, he has no need of these. But these stand for two things that happen when we enter the temple that is Jesus Christ and become adopted sons and daughters of the Father through the Son. First, baptism marked us out as belonging to Christ, for just as coins are stamped with the image of the leader or sovereign, we became newly minted in baptism, anointed with the cross on our forehead to proclaim that Christ is our King and our God. And so we say that baptism confers an invisible yet indelible mark on the soul and stamps us with the image of Christ because we belong to him. Secondly, through the sacrifice of Christ offered in the Mass, Jesus gives his body and blood to us such that he belongs to us. We become so identified with Christ that our bodies become temples too. Our bodies become parts of his body, and so through this mutual exchange, a gift of ourselves to God and of God to us, a loving relationship with God our Father is created. Through baptism in the Eucharist, a bond of love is created between me and God with every single Christian person. We are one body, one spirit in Christ. Hence, the Ten Commandments are not repealed nor to be neglected, but are perfected and summed up in what Jesus calls a new commandment, to love one another even as I have loved you. And this means not a warm, good feeling of vague niceness, but sacrifice. Love entails sacrifice. The giving of oneself for the good of another, for our brother and sisters, for our parish, for our church, even to the point of giving our all. For out of love for us, Christ offered himself up for us on the cross. And in the Mass, so too, we are called to become a Eucharistic people, a people of the cross. This will seem like foolishness to many and will cause many to pause and even stumble in their faith journey, but this is the challenge of true discipleship, the discipleship that Lent highlights. God bless. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment Inspired. We hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.